Earners, what's up? Y'all know the adage, buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/earn. That's fundrise.com/earn. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise Flagship Fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
Earners, what's up? Look, if creating content is more than just a passion project for you, it's time to make the passion profitable. With Kajabi, you can easily diversify your revenue, build your brand, and transform your audience into loyal customers. I know firsthand how challenging it can be to juggle content creation and business development, but Kajabi makes it easy to streamline everything in one place. As a creator, you are your brand, so your business should reflect exactly what you envision. With Kajabi, not only can you build your business your way, but you can also keep every cent of what you earn. It's an all-in-one platform that lets you focus on what matters most, your content and your audience. And let's face it, we all need a little help sometimes, especially when you're a one-person show. But you don't need to hire a full-time team. You just need Kajabi. Kajabi is a leading all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. Whether you're a coach, content creator, or educator, Kajabi makes it easy to transform your skills, passions, and experiences into enriching online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, and more. The best part? Kajabi doesn't take a cut of your revenue. Everything you create is owned and controlled by you, so you keep 100% of what you earn. On top of that, Kajabi gives you robust analytics, easy payment options, email marketing tools, and customizable website templates, everything you need to grow your business seamlessly. And here's the thing, you don't need a massive audience to make sustainable income. Thousands of creators are making six and seven figures with Kajabi, even with less than 50,000 followers. So if you're navigating the challenges of generating revenue as a creator, Kajabi can be the game changer you need. Right now, Kajabi is offering an incredible deal, a free 30-day trial to help you kickstart your business. Just head over to kajabi.com/earn to get started. That's kajabi.com/earn. Join the creators and entrepreneurs who've made over $7 billion on their platforms and take control of your financial future with Kajabi today. Kajabi.com/earn. Don't miss out on this opportunity to turn your passion into profit.
Matt, for you, for the person who may be watching and they're afraid, what advice do you have for them? And then is there anything that you've adjusted in your home buyer's blueprint to give them a little bit of confidence that it's okay to buy now or over the next year?
So the more you learn, the more you earn, right? The more you learn, the more you earn. And when I speak to people about buying real estate, they're more fearful in because they don't know nothing or they have lack of knowledge in a couple particular areas. So whoever has fear, you got to really do a deep dive in yourself and say, why am I scared to buy property? Why am I scared to invest? And kind of work your way back from there. But I find if the more you putting into your education about home buying, about credit, about if you want to do rehabs, if you want to do new construction, whatever it is, the more knowledge you have, the easier it's going to be for you. It's not going to be a bed of roses or something like that, right? But it'll be a little bit more easier for you, but also managing your expectations and trying to take your emotions out of this. I think Rashad had a famous quote he told me once. He is no emotions in anything, basically, right? I'm paraphrasing. He said something different. I can't remember word for word, but basically you got to take your emotions out of the real estate game or anything investing, right? You got to look at even if you're buying your first home, looking at this as an investment for you in the future and buying the property as if you're an investor and making sure you're buying right. So as long as you do that, then you shouldn't have fear.
So Mo, and then Matt, you can chime in on this if you can. Well, home refinancing, right? Can you just, let's give an overview of refinancing and for the person that might be thinking about refinancing, they might have heard it on television, but they kind of a little nervous. What advice could we give somebody that's out there that might have a home and is considering taking the refinance route?
I've actually been having a lot of people want to refinance because of that record equity, even before the rates started going down a little bit. I think it really takes you to analyze what's good for you. If you have a 2.75 rate, we got to figure out why do you want to refinance? Like if Matt said it's owner occupied and what have you, and the rate is just over 6%, you're going to take your current balance up a notch to the current rate. So what does that actually look like? What are your reasons for refinancing? What will you benefit from? And does it financially make sense? I think that's probably the biggest assessment we're making. We're doing assessments for people to see what makes sense. Does it make sense to take the equity out with the HELOC, or does it really make sense to do that refi? And making sure that they don't make a decision that isn't good for that long game.
So the HELOC, home equity line of credit, for people that aren't familiar, that is, okay, so you buy a home and it's worth, you buy a home for $300,000, right? And then 5 years, that home is worth $600,000. So you effectively have $300,000 of profit inside the home baked in, right? But you can't do anything with that unless you tap into it. So if you refinance it, right, you effectively get a new mortgage in a sense. You're at either a higher or a lower interest rate, depending on where the interest rates are, but you can take out that $300,000 and use it for whatever you want, right? And then, but if you get a HELOC, then that's just a line of credit where if you need to take $50,000, you have $300,000 available, or like $250,000, because I don't think they give you 100%, right? And you can use up to, like, let's say $250,000 as you choose, but if you don't need to use it, or if you don't need to use the whole thing, then you it's like a line of credit that you can use at any point in time, right?
Correct.
But yeah. does your interest rate change with the HELOC also?
Not the rate on the mortgage you already have. So that's why I said it's more of an analysis, because if I'll give you an example, my interest rate on my mortgage is 3%. I did take out a HELOC right after I did my refinance for $200,000, because I wanted to have my equity on tap when I needed it. So it's sitting there. I haven't used that HELOC yet, but I can use it as I need. But I'm going to keep that 3% interest rate. If rates, or when rates renormalize, it might make sense if I use that money to add them together and refinance for me personally. But because of where my balance is at, it doesn't make sense for me to refinance at a higher rate right now, because I don't have anything to pay off as far as debts and things like that. Sometimes if you're refinancing and you're going to consolidate long-term smart debts, maybe increasing your rate works. But we analyze that to make sure we're not just refinancing for sport, is what I like to call it. Like, what are we doing this for? You know? So tapping that equity, if that's what you want to do home improvements, looking at it both ways is probably smart from a mathematical standpoint. I've looked at some people and I could end up increasing their payments by $1,300 a month just to get them $15,000, $20,000. That wouldn't be a smart refinance. So I give them alternative options to maybe accomplish what they want to accomplish.
Yeah, so I'll add on to the HELOC conversation is, anytime you're doing a home equity line of credit, understand it's a second lien, and you have to be very careful with, you know, HELOCs in general, right? Remember, this is the church's money. This is your house money. So if you're taking out money and you're going to use it, make sure you have a plan. Either you invest into a business, more real estate, stocks, options, whatever. But understand the risk that comes with any type of investment if you're using a HELOC. It's not guaranteed, especially if you're doing real estate. Tenants are not guaranteed to pay you. But I love HELOCs, and the amount of equity, tappable equity that's out there right now is absolutely, I mean, it's insane. It's record breaking right now. So I would advise anybody right now, just look into, like Mo said, tap into the equity. Even if you don't use it right now, you can have it sit on the sideline. Because right now, you can't go to your mailbox and put your ATM card and get equity out of your home. You have to apply for it. And the banks have to be willing to doing it, right? They have to have an appetite for HELOCs. Right now, in the current market that we're in, banks, lenders have an appetite for HELOCs. So everyone who has home and has equity and you can qualify for a HELOC, you should look into taking out a HELOC. Just proceed with caution. Make sure you know exactly what you're doing, because if the market does go the wrong direction if the banks start seeing there is a recession, they might start cutting back on some of these products. This happens all the time in the industry where guidelines change. So just because something, a product is available today at scale, it might not be available when you really need it. So the best thing you could do is tap into that equity so you can reinvest and make more money, in my opinion. But everybody.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.